USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. A Tuesday court date is set for former President Donald Trump in connection with federal charges related to his handling of classified documents. He made his first public comments since Friday's indictment.
Donald Trump told GOP supporters in Georgia on Saturday that his criminal indictment is a travesty of justice.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. Many people have said that. Democrats have even said it.
But Alan Sanders, a professor emeritus of political science at St. Peter's University, says this is familiar territory for Trump.
This is entirely in keeping with Trump's strategy. Consolidate your base with whatever lies or whatever conspiracy theories or whatever machinations you can conjure up.
Trump is expected to surrender on Tuesday in Miami. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Ron DeSantis racks up support in Oklahoma, speaking at a rally in Tulsa yesterday.
Conservative policies work, and Oklahoma is an example of that.
The Republican candidate for president earned the endorsement of Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt.
I am officially 100% endorsing Ron DeSantis for president, and we're going to win it in Oklahoma.
During his visit, DeSantis was also endorsed by a former state congressman and 20 state lawmakers. Part of the heavily traveled I-95 in Philadelphia collapsed after a tanker truck caught fire this morning. Crews say it started under an overpass and quickly spread to the lanes. There's no word how long the interstate will be closed. Six people are shot outside a club in Houston, Texas. Police say it happened around 2 o'clock this morning. Officers found six people wounded, one said to be in critical condition. There's no word on suspects or a motive at this time. And the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, dead at the age of 81. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Ukrainian officials say they have evidence Russia blew up a dam that caused an environmental catastrophe this week.
Ukrainian investigators claim to have intercepted a phone call between Russian agents who were talking about plans to blow up the Novokakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine. In a Telegram post, the Security Service of Ukraine said Russia wanted to blackmail the country by creating an environmental disaster in its southern region. I'm John Schaefer.
A study led by researchers at the University of Minnesota found that the common drug metformin, used to treat diabetes, lowers the risk of getting long-term COVID. Study revealed that overweight or obese people between the ages of 30 and 85 who had COVID were about 40% less likely to develop long COVID if they took the drug. The participants who received metformin were compared to those who were given a placebo. Arcangelo is the winner of the 155th Belmont Stakes.
It is Arcangelo, and it is a monumental victory for trainer Jenna Antonucci.
Preakness winner National Treasure led much of the race, but Arcangelo took the inside on the final turn, never looking back. The victory makes Jenna Antonucci the first female trainer to ever win a Triple Crown race.
That's Jacqueline Carl reporting. Transformers Rise of the Beasts is projected to earn up to $60 million on its debut weekend. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse coming in second with another $56 million in its second week. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.